people turned their business profits into a lasting legacy that not only could take care of themselves, but also support their kids, their grandkids, and their grandkids' kids while doing what they love fires us up.
We only get one life, let's make it count. We recognize that with limited wealth, access to opportunities can be restricted. So we roll up our sleeves, launched a 100-year legacy movement.
This isn't about creating trust fund babies. It's about providing financial security through income-producing assets, sharing wisdoms, and instilling a mindset to empower them to navigate life's challenges and live the life they love.
Join our movement and get access to the free weekly newsletter so you can start, launch, and secure your very own 100-year legacy.
All you have to do is go to 100yearlegacy.com. Again, it's 100yearlegacy.com. You work hard to make your millions, but there's a truth no one told you. What to do with it once you earn it. In this episode, we'll show you exactly how to make your money makes more money. The future centimillionaires and billionaires are the ones who master three key things. Number one, make income. Number two, keep income. And number three, multiply income.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters.
We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
We know this because we have grown a multifamily portfolio from zero to over $300 million, helping our passive investor make millions and save over $93 million in taxes.
When you start moving away from making money with your time to having your money work for you, everything changes. The truth is you don't need to invest in stocks or bonds to win. Pension funds and institutional investors are pouring their money into alternative investments.
So why should you consider alternative investment now?
High net worth individuals love investing in businesses that are simple, generate cash flow, and have extraordinary tax benefits and give them more time with their families. For those unfamiliar, alternative investments are assets that are not publicly traded on the market, on the public market. They exist in the private market. These include things like precious metals, collectible arts, private equity, private businesses, and commercial real estates like multifamily apartments, townhome developments, and triple net lease retail units, which are currently among the hottest assets.
Private markets are like an exclusive club for investors, offering access to opportunities that aren't available to everyone. It's like tapping into secret investment, usually reserved for institutional players. What's most interesting about private market is the potential for higher returns or alpha. They offer the chance to grow your money more significantly compared to public markets or traditional investments. Many people think, I make great income, I don't have time for this.
That's where they often go wrong. Missing out on being the pilot of their own financial future. That isn't what we want for you. Instead, we want you to do exceptional in your active income and exceptional at growing your wealth. When you have both, it's called winning at wealth.
You want to follow what the wealthy are doing, learn from those who have already built wealth, and follow in their footsteps.
In the private market world, we've seen tremendous growth from the $4 trillion to now $15 trillion, as highlighted by Kristen Olson from Goldman Sachs. This boom was initially driven by institutional investors. Now, high net worth individuals are fueling the next wave of growth, seeking ways to diversify and add uncorrelated assets to their portfolio. The reality is that today's economy is increasingly in private hands. There are fewer publicly traded companies than two decades ago. If you're only investing in the public markets, you're missing out on a major segment of economic growth.
Investing in private markets is like a marriage, don't you think, Pom?
Yes, this is a long-term strategy, and it's about strategic allocation. Because your money will be committed for a long term, often 5 years or more, high net worth individuals who seek private markets trade illiquidity for higher returns. As your net worth grows, you're able to make this trade-off. With your steady income from your active income, you don't need to worry about the illiquidity, allowing your investments to work for you over time without impacting your lifestyle.
Pom, is it easy to time investments?
Our perspective is that investing should be aligned with long-term goals. You set your course and you aim for your target without reacting to short-term market or interest rate changes.
Are we on a path to recovery in real estate?
Yes, we've seen three consecutive quarters of rising private real estate values, and public REITs have also performed well, largely due to the reduced cost of capital. Investors' sentiments has improved and conversation has shifted from if to when to enter the market. Our preference is always to enter early. If you look back to the Great Recession, we've seen this play out before. Value drops, assets are trading at below replacement costs, and that's the ideal time to deploy capital. While investors naturally tend to like to wait for the coast to clear, we tend to believe that you're better off getting in early, and that's what we aim to do. Interest rates have dropped for both short and long-term rates, and the spreads have tightened significantly, ranging from 100 to 200 basis points. We're seeing increasing liquidity in the market, with lenders more willing to lend today. The commercial mortgage-backed security CMBS market has grown fourfold in terms of volume, and equity market is reaching record highs. These are some of the optimisms as we move forward.
One of the key developments in private market is that there hasn't been as many exits or return to investors recently.
This is where secondary private equity markets come in, providing opportunities for investors who need to rebalance their portfolio. For example, in multifamily apartment industry, syndication investments are typically illiquid. However, with introduction of the secondary markets and tokenizing equity, liquidity issues can be addressed, offering investors more flexibility in their investments. The storm of high capital costs are passing, guys, and moving towards a more favorable environment. After two challenging years, transaction activities are picking up, though still below historical levels. While we don't have a crystal ball, we wish we did, we believe that the outlook for 2025 is promising. Asset values are expected to improve, making it a better year for multifamily investments and increasing transaction activities. Combined with resilient economy, this sets the stage for strong opportunities ahead.
What's the future of alternative investments?
We're incredibly proud of what we've built, growing our portfolio to over $300 million, having not come from money or attending Ivy League schools. We started this 6 years ago without having any assets under management, but through resilience, commitment to delivering performance, and finding better assets to invest in, we've achieved success. We believe alternative investments, particularly in multifamily real estate, are coming of age. More and more individual investors are allocating a larger portion of their portfolio to this asset class, recognizing its value and the strong returns it offers. We continue to focus on a business model that consistently deliver results for our investors.
Why is it worth investing in alternative investments?
One of the worst things in life is letting life happen to you without taking control. A recent story about Al Pacino is a great example of this. He's made headline recently after growing broke after blowing $50 million on things like 16 cars, 23 cell phones, and like $400,000 on landscaping at a house he didn't even live in. So he admitted that I didn't understand how money worked. This teaches us the importance of taking control of our own finances, because if you don't take care of it and nurture it, someone else will help you blow through it. So don't take for granted that you'll always be able to make the same level of income. For Al, he recognized that at age 70 plus years old, he can never command the same payday as in his heyday. For us, the current environment is favorable for alternative investments, especially as the cost of borrowing comes down. This gives us the opportunity to borrow more at lower rates, which is great for real estate. We're able to buy multifamily properties at a reasonable price compared to their value in 2021. Now is a great time to dive into alternative investments.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.